Glad we're finally getting to do this, Sue. Proper catch up. You know, we don't get the chance in the office, do we? Because, you know, you're not there much.
Ha ha. You were early this morning, though.
I was 25 minutes late.
I know. It's supposed to be nice here, though. I've never been before.
Where are the toilets?
I don't know, Sue. I've never been before.
What are you going to have?
I don't know yet. I've literally never seen the menu before.
Oh, they've got oyster risotto.
Yes, that's on my menu too.
And they've got duck egg and asparagus. And slow-cooked lamb.
Yes, I can read all that on my menu. Thanks.
Oh, they've got tapas. Should we get 3 or 4 tapas and share?
No, sorry, Sue. We're not having tapas. If I knew we were having tapas, I'd have eaten before I left the house. Overpriced, tiny portions.
But it's nice to share.
Share tapas. Share. I saw you share that tin of celebrations that Martin brought into the office at Christmas, Sue. I shudder to think what you'd do with 3 prawns on a coaster. Fusion food. What's fusion mean?
It means they do chips.
Are you ready to order?
Oh, I know you. Didn't you used to work at Le Coq d'Or?
Yes, I did. But unfortunately, the manager...
Don't need the backstory, thanks. We're going to need a few more minutes. That's okay.
Wouldn't mind him as a side order, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I cracked that code, Sue, thanks.
Where do you know him from, then?
Le Coq d'Or.
Sounds interesting.
Don't make it smutty, Sue. It's French.
For what?
Golden Cock.
Oh, yeah, much better.
Yeah, I went there on a date once with that Clive. Remember him?
Oh, Clive, yeah. Didn't last long, did it?
Yes, it's a shame it didn't work out, really. But, you know, he was horrendous. I asked him once, if I was on fire, what would you do to put me out? He said, I'd ask to borrow your lawnmower.
So, how's your,
and I mean this in its lowest terms, romantic life, Sue?
I'm giving online dating another go.
And so you're back on emailaprisoner.com then?
No. .co.uk. Anyway, I'm on loads of them. That reminds me.
What's happening?
I'm going to upload this to my profiles. That's how you do selfies now, you know, from up high.
So people can look down your top?
No. Mind you, now you mention it. No, I'm loving the single life though, Trish. Actually, for the last few weeks, I've been doing a threesome.
Really?
Who with? Well, with this chap I met online called Ken, and a friend of his, who actually turned out to be... Do you know Beverly from the post office? Well, it's her.
She helped me renew my passport. Honestly, you think you know someone.
So, once a week, we get together at my house and we do like a sexy doctor and patient role play.
And how's that working out?
Not great, if I'm honest. They keep making me be the receptionist. After waiting in the front room.
You ever had a threesome, Trish?
Oh no, no, I don't even like strangers using my toilet.
I met Clive online, you know. The alarm bell should have rung, really. His profile picture was him holding a big fish, and he photoshopped his face onto the fish.
Nob.
And he said he was 43, and he sent me a picture, and behind him was a TV with Rent-A-Ghost on it.
Liar.
Everyone lies, Sue. That's a lesson in life. Everyone lies. Look at one coat paint and resealable tabs.
Meals for one?
You know what, Sue? Blow it. Let's forget the meal, order another pint of wine. You and me will go out and have a proper good old-fashioned boozy girls' night out.
Shall I call Ken?
Oh, yes.